This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, small actions can have big effects.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
Small actions can have big effects. Being aware of this is important. I got a text this morning regarding a little thing that caused some big changes. Our township's old road grader needed repairs that were going to cost more than the grader was worth. We've been working to get it replaced for weeks. We found a good used grader and have funding in place. As the treasurer of our township board, I needed to be there when it was delivered. With multiple people involved in the delivery, we'd be working to find a time that worked for everyone. It was scheduled to be delivered this morning at 8. At 7:28 this morning, I got a text from the truck driver that was delivering the grader. It read, quote, "I'm going to be a little behind on the drop-off. I had a mishap, and my wife took my keys to work. It's going to put me behind 30 to 40 minutes. Should be there around 9. End quote. My first thought was, why did his wife take his keys to work? Then I began thinking through all the things this was going to affect. Starting with my already packed schedule. I was going to need to reschedule meetings and rearrange my plans for the morning. Some things could be moved and some things couldn't. A good example of flexible rigidity. This was going to affect other people who I had scheduled meetings with, as well as people who planned to be there for the delivery. Everyone needed to be notified of the change. Now, rather than doing the work I had planned, I needed to start making calls and sending texts and emails. When it was all said and done, people were notified, schedules were adjusted, and life goes on. When the truck driver showed up with the grader, I had to ask why his wife had taken his keys with her to work. It was a pretty simple thing. Last night, they had been shopping. He gave his keys to her, she put them in her purse, forgot to give them back, and when she went to work this morning, so did his keys. I share this to point out how a simple act of him giving his keys to his wife affected a lot of people and schedules. This is a good example of the butterfly effect. The butterfly effect refers to the idea that a minor event, such as a butterfly flapping its wings, can set off a chain of events leading to significant consequences, such as a tornado occurring weeks later in a different part of the world. Another thing that struck me in this situation was the honest and clear communication that transpired. The truck driver could have just let us show up at 8 o'clock and wait an hour for him. Or he could have made up a story about why he was going to be late. But he did neither. He was honest and communicated. My point in telling you this is to show how little things can have a big effect, and we need to be aware of this. Understand how it can affect things. Take intentional action to prevent them, and learn to take responsibility for our actions and communications. It's the attention to the little things that sets exceptional businesses apart from the ordinary. These things are part of how you build a successful business. If you would like to know more about building a successful business, schedule a free 30-minute call by clicking the link in the description below.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.